Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Wayne B. Titus III, the founder of AMDG Financial and AMDG Business Advisory Services, that was founded in 2002 based on his 15 years experience at two large accounting firms working with Fortune 50 clients. He dove into entrepreneurship to make a bigger impact on people's lives. His new book is The Entrepreneur's Guide to Financial Well-Being. And I think this is a great time to introduce this. And Mr. Titus, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
And certainly our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell us, what inspired you to write The Entrepreneur's Guide to Financial Well-Being? Talk to us about that to kick things off.
Well, you know, over the years, the one thing that I noticed is my ability to share information with people is limited to the number of people that I was meeting face-to-face. And I had this thought and idea that if I took what I thought were kind of the most important lessons and put them in the book, along with some stories to make it practical and interesting, that I could touch and educate many more people. And that was really what inspired me to write the book.
And I'm sure there's already a lot of folks appreciative of your taking and making the effort to do so. What's wrong with the way most entrepreneurs handle their finances? Love to hear your take on that.
Well, you know, I think entrepreneurs are a unique set of characters. You know, a lot of times they're relying on their gut, and they may have an advisor or two that they've engaged in, you know, maybe in a particular area for some help. But what I find lacking in most of those relationships is that the advisor that they've tapped to help them is not well-tooled to help them see around corners and to see ahead. Our tax situation in this country is highly complex, and there's a lot of things that are interdependent. And so when we talk with prospective clients, the thing that we look to do is try to help them understand those complexities and how it's important to integrate the tax, the financial, and the investment strategy. It's not about how much you earn in the market. It's how much you keep after taxes. That's with your business as well as, you know, your retirement accounts or your other outside investment account. And so all of those things have to work and play together. So instead of engaging, experts in silos, the CPA to do the tax return, the investment advisor to advise on the retirement accounts or outside accounts, to begin to look at it more holistically and to make sure that you have a team of experts that are helping you kind of see around those corners.
Fabulous input, much appreciated. Now, what should an entrepreneur look for in an advisor?
Well, I think the most important thing is first to look at, and to have an understanding of how they communicate with you. You know, there's three kind of models of communication. There's the paternalistic advisor. The paternalistic advisor is one that tells you what to do without giving you a lot of explanation. So if you think about your parents when you were a kid, you know, they kind of do as I say, not as I do. They didn't really give you a lot of reasons why you should do something. Then there's the informative advisor, the one that goes out and gathers information and dumps it on your desk and say, now here's all the information you asked for. Now you decide what's best for you. And then the advisor that I think is most important to be looking for is the interpretive advisor. The person that does the research, that gathers the information, but instead of dumping it on your desk, helps you filter through it, come down to evaluating different alternatives, and then makes a recommendation. This is the one I think, you know, the approach I think you should take because it's best for you in this way, and this way, and this way. So communication style is important, and how they work with you. I think the second piece is that they need to have a good process in place. They need to have aptitude. You know, aptitude is different than aptitude. Aptitude is your ability to do something, whereas aptitude is your application of aptitude, how well you do something. If you let things fall through the cracks, you're inept, right? You might have the aptitude. You might know you need how to do it a particular way, but you may not actually do it in a particular way. So you need to find an advisor with aptitude, somebody that has a good process and won't let things fall through the cracks. And then finally, you need to understand how that advisor is going to provide that service to you. Is it going to be integrated, or is it going to be very specific and very silo-focused? Because, again, you want to have that broad knowledge of an advisory team to help you integrate the tax, financial, and investment strategies so that you're keeping the most after taxes.
Really appreciate your guidance and information shared so far today. We're speaking with Mr. Wayne B. Titus III, the founder of AMDG Financial and AMDG Business Advisory Services. He's also the author of The Entrepreneur's Guide to Financial Well-Being, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Titus, why is it important to work with an interpretive advisor?
Well, I think an interpretive advisor is the one, again, that helps. They're kind of, first off, they're walking with you in this process of, you know, your business. They're there with you during that time period. They're helping you see the challenges ahead and helping you overcome those challenges or to develop an alternative path. An interpretive advisor is that advisor that's with you in that process. I think that's one of the most important things that you can do, first off, is to have knowledge that that advisor is with you. You know, a quick example is everything that's going on with coronavirus and how it's impacted our businesses. As business owners, you know, we were going along business as usual until, you know, all of a sudden one day we were wondering how we're going to stay in business. And an interpretive advisor is with you, helping you navigate the ins and outs of the CARES Act. The CARES Act was 868 pages, and I didn't certainly read it all, but I read enough to know how my business clients and individuals were going to be impacted, and then I began to educate them on what was out there and make recommendations on how they should proceed. That is what an interpretive advisor does, and that's what I think is lacking for most entrepreneurs.
Now, Mr. Titus, in your book, you discuss the importance of taking a holistic approach. You mentioned it earlier to managing an entrepreneur's finances. What do you actually mean by a holistic approach?
Well, it's back to that integration of these complex areas that we have to deal with on a daily basis in our business, in our tax system, and in the investment markets. Tax, financial, and investment strategy. You know, taxes is the most erosive impact in our lives as far as how much money we keep in our pockets. And so having a good understanding of how to mitigate the impact of taxes is important. So you need to have an advisor that has that knowledge. The financial aspect of things, understanding what your goals and objectives are as an entrepreneur, you know, if you have an exit plan with your business or need an exit plan, as well as, you know, what your retirement plan is, what your family's retirement goals are. Having somebody that can work with you to implement a plan to support that. And then finally, the investment strategy. What's the investment strategy that you want to put in place to support that financial plan? So how is the strategy going to support the financial plan and impact taxes? Those three things, when they're optimized, help you because you don't have to work as hard to keep money in your pocket. But if you're treating everything in a silo and you don't have the expertise that understands that broader picture, you're probably less efficient in your tax payment strategy and in the strategy of, or in the opportunity of keeping those tax dollars in your pocket, as well as integrating with the investment, you know, with the investment world and diversifying your holdings. So all of those things work together. And when you're talking about being holistic, You're not just focused in one of those areas. You're pulling the knowledge in from all of those areas. And sometimes that's with a team of experts. It may not just be with one specific individual, but making sure you have that team of experts to provide that holistic approach to things.
One last question for you before you go. Mr. Titus, what role should communication play between an entrepreneur and his or her advisor? Let's wrap things up with that.
Well, you know, as I said, entrepreneurs kind of go with their gut a lot. And, you know, there's pitfalls out there, and it's important to, you know, to have an advisor that can see those pitfalls coming or help you see those pitfalls coming and communicate that effectively with you and help you understand what those pitfalls are and how to avoid them. You know, many times advisors, you know, as a CPA, I'm highly critical sometimes of other CPAs when they are just focused on preparation of the tax return and communicating to a client, oh, you're going to owe this much in taxes. That's a form of communication, but I think a better form of communication is not just how much you owe on taxes, but, you know, if we did these things in advance, we could reduce your tax bill. Taking a more proactive approach, helping you understand what the challenges are out there in the tax world, maybe the challenges in your financial plan and the challenges in your investment strategy and how it impacts taxes. And so communication needs to be kind of rolled into this integrative approach. It needs to be interpretive instead of informative, where you just tell somebody this is the information you decide, or paternalistic, where you know, you're just telling your client what to do, but not helping them understand why. I think it's important as an interpretive advisor, helping your client understand why, and providing them that support that they need while walking through this journey of life with them.
Mr. Titus, solid information shared here today on the program. Can't thank you enough for your time and joining us today on Enterprise Radio. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information on your book and also your firm's AMD Financial and AMDG Business Advisory Services?
Sure, they can pick up a copy of the book at Amazon.com or Google Books, and they can learn more about me at WayneBTitus3, that's the number 3.com, that's my author page, or my business webpage is www.amdgservices.com.
And, of course, we'll leave link information within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Titus, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're most welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Wayne B. Titus III, the founder of AMDG Financial and AMDG Business Advisory Services. He's the author of The Entrepreneur's Guide to Financial Well-Being. And for further details and for contact, visit amdgservices.com or waynebtitus3.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.